KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Recapping some high school sports from the weekend. In wrestling on Saturday, Atlantic Cam returned from the Christmas break to play second on Saturday at the Des Moines-Lincoln Dual Tournament. The Trojans had a mark of 4-1 on the day. They posted wins over Highland, 54-18, Des Moines-Lincoln, 59-21, and Des Moines-North Hoover, 54-18. Atlantic Cam then beat Bondurant Farrar in the semifinals by a score of 52-18, but Albia beat them in the championship 44-27. Atlantic had three wrestlers, Reed Nichols, Tyler Christensen, and Jez Phippen, go undefeated in their matches on Saturday. Also recapping some Saturday high school basketball and boys' hoops, it was Atlantic holding off St. Albert 62-60 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Also, Glenwood beat Nebraska City Lourdes 69-51. Harlan over Abraham Lincoln 55-33. Des Moines Christian beat Guthrie Center 55-19. In girls' basketball on Saturday, St. Albert defeated Atlantic 51-24. It was Red Oak over Trainer 49-45. Also, Harlan beating Abraham Lincoln 67-39. Shenandoah beat Clarinda Academy 93-24. Guthrie Center falling to Des Moines Christian 59-29. West Central Valley beat Ogden 63-62 on Saturday. Well, Fran McCaffrey lost his composure Sunday night, and it may have cost Iowa a huge road win. McCaffrey was hit with two technical fouls with just under 12 minutes remaining, the second after bumping an official, and a two-point Hawkeye lead turned into a three-point deficit in a 75-71 loss at fourth-ranked Wisconsin.
You know, obviously, I was in a disagreement, and, you know, went after, you know, the tee, and it was well-deserved. You know, I deserved the tee. You know, the second one, you know, I didn't want the second one, so I feel bad. Apologize to my team for that. And, you know, unfortunately, it was called.
Well, McCaffrey said he was proud of the way his team responded following his tirade.
They were upset at a lot of things, you know, how we were playing. You know, they were upset at me being upset, you know, and, you know, I think they felt like I did as to, you know, the direction the game was going. And there was still plenty of time to make a difference, and to their credit, they did. I was proud of them.
Well, the Hawks dominated the opening half, and they were up by 11 at intermission.
You know, they were sideways offensively. We were cooking offensively. We had a little mixture of our running game and our half-court offense going. We had, you know, evenly distributed offense, and, you know, we're up 11. What we won was a little more of the same in the second half, and it all fell apart right away.
Devin Marble led the Hawkeyes with 27 points as they were outscored 33-14 to start the second half.
Defensively, we softened in the first half. We put pressure on them and played them how we know you have to play them to beat them, and then that's why we got the lead in the first half. In the second half, we didn't do that, kind of softened a little bit. Once Coach got the text, we tried to pick it up a little bit, but, you know, you got to withstand that energy for 40 minutes, and we didn't do that tonight.
Marble says while the Hawks played well in the opening half, it does take a 40-minute effort to beat one of the best teams in the country on their court.
It bit us tonight. We know we're going to see them again, so all you can do is move on to the next one. We got Northwestern on Thursday. This one hurts, but you got to live and learn from it. And like I said, we know we're going to see this team again, and we know we can beat this team, you know. They just executed down the stretch the way they needed to win. So you just got to watch film and get back to it.
Ben Brust had all 19 of his points in the second half as the Badgers improved to 15-0 with that victory. Fred Van Vliet had a season-high 22 points to lead number 8 Wichita State past Northern Iowa 67-53 on Sunday, the undefeated Shockers' 15th straight victory. Clee Anthony Earl had 18 points for Wichita State, which established a school record for consecutive wins and extended the best start in school history. The previous record winning streak of 14 games came in 1953-54. Deion Mitchell had 16 points to lead Northern Iowa, who's now 7-7 on the season. Elsewhere in the top 25 yesterday, 20th-ranked Colorado and 191 winner over number 10, Oregon. Also 11th-rated Villanova led all the way in a 91-61 rout of Providence. It was number 21 San Diego State holding on to beat number 16 Kansas 61-57, and that ends the Jayhawks' 68-game non-conference winning streak at Allen Fieldhouse. And number 19 North Carolina, a loser in their ACC opener, 73-67. They were beaten by Wake Forest. Well, Maggie Lucas hit 5 3-pointers on her way to a 27-point night to lead number 15 Penn State to an 87-71 victory over number 22 Iowa on Sunday in women's college hoops. Penn State won its second game against a ranked opponent this season. Iowa lost for the first time at home this season. In that contest, the Hawkeyes falling to 12-3 overall with that loss, while Penn State improves to 10-3 on the season. Well, Jetta Buckley scored 29 points to help number 14 Iowa State defeat number 25 Oklahoma in overtime, 82-75 on Sunday. The Cyclones shot 45.5% and made 13 three-pointers. Buckley was 9 of 10 from the field and hit 6 from beyond the arc, while Hallie Christofferson had 23 points for Iowa State, and Nikki Moody contributed 13 with 6 assists. The Cyclones improved to 13-0 with that victory. In the NBA Sunday, it was Memphis over Detroit 112-84. Golden State beat Washington 112-96. Indiana over Cleveland 82-78. Miami beat Toronto 102-97. Oklahoma City topping Boston 119-96. New York over Dallas 92-80. And Denver outscored the LA Lakers 137-115. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Pittsburgh over Winnipeg 6-5. Carolina 2-1 over Nashville. San Jose wins in a shootout over Chicago 3-2. Edmonton beat Tampa Bay 5-3. And Anaheim in overtime, a 4-3 winner over Vancouver. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, a couple of California teams prove they can adapt very well to cold weather conditions. The San Francisco 49ers used a last-second field goal at Green Bay to advance to the NFL's division playoffs, while the San Diego Chargers played shutout ball in the second half of their game at Cincinnati. Phil Dawson drilled a 33-yard kick to give the 49ers a 23-20 win over the Packers in Green Bay. Colin Kaepernick kept the winning drive alive by escaping a blitz on 3rd-and-8 and scrambling for an 11-yard gain to the 27 with a minute 13 left. Dawson then nailed the winning kick 5 plays later. The Niners lost 3-point leads twice in the fourth quarter before advancing to the NFC divisional round at Carolina next Sunday. John Kuhn's 1-yard touchdown run put the Packers up 17-13 with 12:06 remaining, but San Francisco quickly answered back with Kaepernick's 28-yard TD pass to Vernon Davis just a minute 35 later. Kaepernick later engineered the winning drive following Mason Crosby's game-tying field goal with 5:06 to play. Kaepernick was all over the field, rushing 7 times for a team-high 98 yards and completing 16 of his 30 passes for 227 yards. The Packers also had trouble covering Michael Crabtree, who had 8 receptions for 125 yards. The other NFC divisional playoff game will have the Seattle Seahawks hosting New Orleans next Saturday. The Saints advance, beating Philadelphia on Saturday. The AFC divisional playoffs are set as well, as the San Diego Chargers will be in Denver to take on the Broncos next Sunday. The Chargers advance by outscoring the Bengals 20-0 in the second half in a 27-10 victory at Cincinnati. The Bengals led 10-7 until Phillip Rivers hit Ladarius Green for a 4-yard touchdown with 6:36 left in the third quarter. Nick Novak followed with a pair of field goals, and Ronnie Brown put the game out of reach, running 58 yards for a touchdown with 2:17 to play. The other AFC divisional game will have the New England Patriots hosting Indianapolis next Saturday. Well, in many ways, it was a dream for Kansas City, going from 2-14 in the first pick in the NFL draft to 11-5 in a spot in the playoffs. Yet it ended in just about the most nightmarish way possible, a second-half collapse in Indianapolis on Saturday. No wonder the Chiefs had such a hard time summarizing their season in the minutes and hours after a gut-wrenching 45-44 loss to the Colts on Saturday. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said Sunday that players had their hearts ripped out. It was the 8th straight playoff defeat for the franchise, which still hasn't won a playoff game since 1993. Reid promised the Chiefs would assess the season and then turn attention to next year, when they hope to finally end that playoff skid. In college football news, Charlie Strong will be introduced as the new head football coach at Texas during a news conference today. It's an historic move for Strong, who becomes the first black head coach of a men's program at Texas. He leaves a growing Louisville program to take over a team that's gone 30-21 over the last 4 years, including an 18-17 mark in Big 12 conference play. At Arkansas State rallied to win the GoDaddy Bowl on Sunday night. Freddie Knighton threw a 13-yard TD pass to Alan Muse with 32 seconds left to give the Red Wolves a 23-20 win over Ball State. Knighton threw for 115 yards and ran for another 97 to help Arkansas State finish 8-5. Ball State had a chance to force overtime until Scott Secor's 38-yard field goal try was blocked as time expired. It's the final bowl game before tonight's BCS title game between top-ranked Florida State and number 2 Auburn. That's Check It Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.